Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there have been a lot of Ozempic lawsuits, and Ozempic is one of the medications that people are using for weight loss. And these lawsuits center around the severe gastroparesis, ileus, intestinal blockage, even death. And they're saying that the drug's manufacturers fail to warn of this risk. The very first stomach paralysis lawsuit, according to Drug Watch, was filed on August 2nd, 2023. On February 2nd, 2024, a federal panel combined at least 55 lawsuits into a multi-district litigation. As of April 2024, there are 74 personal injury lawsuits for gastroparesis, ileus, intestinal blockage, or obstruction. And I guess they are before Judge Jean E. K. Prater of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. So the attorneys for defendants of Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly have filed their notices of appearances, and more plaintiffs continue to transfer to this MDL. And so February 2024, 55 lawsuits have claimed that Ozempic and other GLP-1 agonists cause severe gastrointestinal injuries. It was brought forward by plaintiffs, and plaintiffs' lawyers think that the number could grow to as many as 10,000. January 2024, a month before, the FDA said it was evaluating reports of hair loss, suicidal thoughts, aspiration under sedation, anesthesia. Let's say you ate, you didn't eat past midnight the night before like you were told to. If you're on Ozempic and you have a slowing down of your food, that might have to be changed to longer. So they're looking at that. And, you know, I'm really kind of mixed on what's going on here, because I have never read the prescribing material, but it is long of all the side effects. And so if Ozempic has, or Wegovy, or Zepbound, or Mounjaro, has listed gastroparesis, ileus, intestinal obstruction, death, then, you know, they do have some protection because they did notify consumers they're there. Can they list everything in their commercial? Ozempic, you know, or whatever the song is. Who knows? You can't list every single one, but it even says talk to your medical provider. If you're experiencing side effects, you'll need to stop it. And so one thing I've talked about on other shows, and I was interviewed on this on the Paul Pata podcast yesterday, known as The Verdict. I discussed how, look, people have to understand that if you are getting into a car, there's risks. Now, I mean, if you, let's say you're driving a Toyota, and something malfunctions that should have not malfunctioned, okay, then maybe you could sue. But if you were speeding, or you were just in the intersection at the wrong place at the wrong time and somebody hit you, it's not the car's fault. You took on that inherent risk to drive. Well, you know, same thing with these medications. If you are trying to lose weight by taking a shot that is going to manipulate your hormones and manipulate your appetite, you need to, it's obvious that there might be risks, that this medication might not really be up your alley. And you might have gallstones. Any sort of rapid weight loss could cause gallstones. You might have issues with your intestine because it's slowing down the way you are metabolizing and digesting your food. You might have kidney disease. you might have sugar issues because the medicine was designed for diabetics. You know, you might have too much weight loss. You might have cosmetic issues such as Ozempic face or Ozempic sagging. Now, mind you, we have an obese population and these medications are doing wonders in terms of helping people lose weight, but I don't know if it's long term. You might, you know, not be, you might gain a tolerance to it. They might stop working. And I'm hearing lots of people say the medicine stopped working, that they're not losing anymore. And that's why I said with these medications, it can't be a Jesus take the wheel. If you're going to be using these medications to lose weight, that means you're going to eat fish. You're going to eat vegetables. You're going to stop the carbs, the ridiculous sugar carbs, but eat complex carbs, eat a healthy, balanced diet. But to block out that food noise and cravings and sugar cravings and alcohol cravings, you could use this medicine as an adjunct. I don't think a lot of people are using the medicine like that. They're saying, look, I'm going to go to Outback, so I'm going to have steak and whatever, and hopefully this medicine will make me only eat half of that. That's not going to be a long-lasting weight loss. Now, mind you, cutting your meals in half, I think, are fantastic. I always ask for a to-go box if I'm at a restaurant, so I eat less and I save it for the next day, and it saves me money. But that if you're eating high-caloric food, after a while, you're not going to lose weight. So lawsuits on the drug, again, if the, you know, and remember with Viagra, people were dropping like flies when Viagra first came out because they were on nitrates for their heart issues, and you can't mix the two. And we kind of learned after the fact. A lot of times with medications, we sometimes don't understand all the risks until it's out there in the general population. That's, again, it's just kind of a part of the pharmaceutical process. And I'm not sitting here trying to defend pharmaceutical companies, but understand if you're going to put something in your body, there could be risks. You could be allergic to it. You could go into full-blown anaphylaxis. How do you know? Which is why we don't force it. It's your choice, just like with the vaccine. It's got to be your choice. We just don't know. There could be an unpredictability. And so, you know, read the package inserts of your drugs. Talk to your medical provider and understand the signs and symptoms of not feeling right. For those of you who are vomiting up your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, saying, oh, the medicine's working, that might not be a sign the medicine's working. That could be a sign of kidney disease. That could be a sign of gastroparesis. That could be a sign of ileus. That could be a sign of a severe side effect. You should not be vomiting on the medicine. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was an interesting headline. We have a father, a dad from America, who is facing 12 years in prison. And Turks and Caicos. Why? Because bullets from a previous hunting trip that he left in a suitcase when he packed was found in his luggage. And apparently that's a big no-no in Turks and Caicos. Ryan Watson, 40 years old, is now detained on the island for weeks following his arrest. He and his wife were both arrested. Wife is Valerie, 38 years old. Her charges got dropped on Monday, and she was allowed to return home to their two young children. But the couple said they were passing through airport security when four rounds of hunting ammo was found in his carry-on. Now, he claims they were left by accident. They said, we were trying to pack board shorts and flip-flops. Packing ammunition was not at all our intent. The couple's from Oklahoma. They went to the Caribbean islands for a friend's 40th birthday. But Valerie said the trip quickly went from what was supposed to be a dream vacation to a nightmare. A small bag of bullets and a Ziploc bag were found in his luggage. TSA said they had missed those on their departing flight. Ryan said in an interview before his first court hearing that his heart sank as soon as he saw the bullets, which he recognized from a recent white-tailed deer hunting trip. He said, I recognized them and thought, what a bonehead mistake. I had no idea that those were in there. The couple were forced to remain on the island as their passports were seized. And, you know, he said, look, it's an innocent mistake. And despite their insistence that the ammunition was accidentally left from a previous hunting trip, Turks and Caicos prosecutors maintain that the crime is a serious offense in the nation. In 2022, the nation passed stricter laws and mandated a 12-year minimum sentence for ammunition possession. Valerie said she heard the, this is being reported by Daily Mail, she heard the mandatory sentence. She was immediately terrified because we can't be in prison for 12 years. We have kids at home. This is crazy. She spent 11 days on the island facing charges along with her husband. Her charges luckily have been dropped. She's been allowed to return to the family in Oklahoma. She got back to her kids, but whoa. So now she's fighting to have her husband released from the criminal charges. Several prominent Oklahoma politicians, including Governor Kevin Stitt and Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, are also lending their support. In a letter to Turks and Caicos officials on April 16th, Stitt explained that Ryan is an avid outdoorsman and that leaving the ammunition in his bag was an oversight, not an intentional attempt to break the law. And so, you know, hopefully he could get freed, but the legal bills are financially and emotionally draining the family. They do have a GoFundMe account or a GoFundMe set up. Apparently in September 2023, U.S. officials issued a travel alert specifically warning Americans about bringing firearms and ammunition into Turks and Caicos due to the escalation of the nation's firearm and ammunition laws. This is why I always tell you guys, please, for the love of God, check your, where you're traveling to. Even if you have gone on vacation to the Bahamas or to the Caribbean, or, you know, and you've done that trip numerous times, laws change. The GoFundMe is now at $116,000. But, you know, I've left waters, you know, in my backpack. You know, TSA's like, you have a water in here. And I'm like, I forgot that was in there. Every time I pack, I make sure to empty out my backpack and make sure, because I have a backpack as my carry-on, and then I have a suitcase, or I'll have a carry-on. But always double check. Also, you don't know if somebody stuck something in there. You don't know if somebody was trying to hide their drugs. You know, mom was in the mall and he ran into mom. And so he had to quickly hide his drugs into. I mean, you just don't know what people are. You've got to search your bags. And I get it. A lot of these bags have really cool compartments, really cool zippers, really cool things that you can. And, you know, you would think they're just bullets. He's not bringing the gun. But now that they have these ammunition laws, you could be in trouble. And American tourists, I mean, it is going to take the Biden administration to also step up, not just the Oklahoma governor. It's going to probably take the, you know, the embassy and everybody to kind of say, look, guys, you know, I mean, he's no threat. He has, look at his criminal, he has no background. He has no, you know, maybe fine him, you know, have him pay a fine. You could bar him from coming back to the country. But let him go back to his kids. But it's scary stuff. You know, people always said, when you travel out of the country, be careful. And I mean, I've traveled to Mexico, I've traveled to Israel, I've traveled to Europe, I feel very comfortable, but you got to do your research. And you have to understand there are certain things you cannot do. Look at what happened with Brittany Griner having cannabis in her bag. And then she ends up in a Russian prison, could have died there. I mean, if your friend gave you some gummies and, you know, say, will you hold them for me because I don't have my purse. I can't put these in my purse and I want to use them for the trip or tonight. You can't have that in your bag that you're traveling with. And it's pretty, pretty scary stuff. Also in airline news, airlines are now going to be required to give automatic cash refunds if you have a horribly delayed flight or if the flight gets canceled. The Biden administration issued final rules Wednesday to require airlines to automatically issue cash refunds for things like delayed flights and to better disclose fees for baggage or canceling a reservation. The Transportation Department said airlines will be required to provide automatic cash refunds within a few days for canceled flights and significant delays. Under current regulations, airlines decide how long a delay must be before you get the refund. So if your flight is delayed by 4 hours, you're probably not getting a refund previously. But now, you know, they're going to define the significant delay as lasting at least 3 hours for domestic flights, 6 hours for international ones. Airlines still will be allowed to offer flight or travel credit, but consumers can say, no, thank you, I want the dough. The rule will also apply to refunds of checked bag fees. If the bag isn't delivered within 12 hours for domestic flights or 15 or 30 hours for international flights. So if you lost your bag and you don't get your bag that night or the next morning within 12 hours, they have to apply a refund as well. Also, your seat selection, your internet connection, if the airline fails to provide the service. So complaints about refunds skyrocketed during the COVID-19 pandemic. Airlines had to cancel flights. And many people, they struggled. And it is. It's a pain. When you have a flight that's that delayed or the flight gets canceled, yeah, I've been there. And they're like, okay, well, what we'll do is we'll move you to this or we'll move, and you don't get the money back. You get a credit. You don't want to use. Sometimes you don't want to go back to the airline. Now, being devil's advocate, airlines, 11 largest U.S. airlines issued $43 billion in consumer refunds from 2020 to 2023. These airlines are not going to take this lightly, okay? If they have to give back the cash, these prices are going up. You know, them being able to keep the cash, work it around, move it, but giving away, this is why tickets are so expensive. You know, I had wanted to go, my husband is doing a guide trip in Tennessee, Nashville, so I wanted to meet him. A few months ago, the tickets were $400 away. It was going to cost me $800 to go to Nashville. Fortunately, I logged back on a few months later, found something on Southwest that made it a little bit more reasonable. But whoa, I mean, that's pretty expensive. These flights, you know, with new rules, there's going to be new fees and it's going to cost more. The rule is also going to oblige airlines to tell passengers that they have a guaranteed seat and are not required to pay extra for a guaranteed seat. Right now, this is a little trick that some of these companies do where we'll give you a seat, but your family of four is now going to be split among four middle seats. And if you want to guarantee a seat, you pay extra. Now, what ends up happening is I've seen this because I've picked the cheapest flight. So there might be a flight for $400 round trip, but then there's a flight for $375. So I click on the $375 and I find out, but the seat isn't included. I mean, the seat's included, but not the one you want. So then you have to pay extra. So I think that stuff has to go away because the problem we right now have on airlines is people will take the cheaper cost and say, I'll just ask people to move. And people are like, I'm not moving from the window. I paid extra for this. I'm not moving. And then families are like, but I need to sit with my kids. And then you're like, well, why didn't you pay extra like we did to make sure you were all sitting next to each other. And so then people have to give up their flight and their seat, and it's been a mess. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But again, watch what's in your bag. Be careful. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. The Justice Department has reached a nearly $140 million civil settlement with the victims of former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. This resolves claims regarding the FBI's mishandling of the initial investigation into Nassar, who is currently serving prison time for sexually abusing hundreds of athletes under his medical care, including members of the U.S. women's gymnastics team. The DOJ hopes that the settlement, quote, will help give the victims of his crimes some of the critical support they need to continue healing, end quote. Disgraced Republican former Congressman George Santos is suspending his latest bid for Congress. The disgraced former congressman tweeted that he's suspending his bid to represent New York's 1st Congressional District because if he runs, he says, he'll split the Republican ticket and hand the election over to the Democratic candidate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we just spoke about the changes in the airlines. And, I mean, customer service and customer satisfaction is important. And so businesses are using AI and realizing there is tremendous potential, especially when it comes to furthering innovation, enhancing consumer experiences. However, the ability to derive value from AI can be daunting. Here to join us and talk to us about how you can enhance consumer experiences with AI is Dr. Raj Nagaratnam, IBM Fellow and CTO for Cloud Security. Dr. Nagaratnam, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thanks for hosting me.
Wow. Well, thank you. I mean, we talk about customer experience. We talk about this, ease in workplaces, and AI is starting to bridge that gap. Talk to us about how organizations are using AI to enhance experiences.
Well, absolutely. Enhancing customer experience. You were just mentioning about airlines. Imagine you're trying to book a ticket or get some information, and then you need to call someone. You need to talk to someone. You need to go search in the web. Imagine you can talk to an AI assistant, right? A AI virtual assistant, what's called conversational AI, that can do all of that for you, but do that in a trusted, secure manner. That's where generative AI is helping. And not only in airlines, we help industries like banking. NatWest is a large bank in Ireland, UK, who's using IBM AI technologies to enhance their customer experience.
That's wonderful. And so, you know, when people say, well, we're going to deploy AI, they it's daunting to them. They go, well, what if we can't go back? Or what if it's wrong? Or what if... Talk to us about what organizations, how that process plays out and how we could make it, how it could be less scary.
Exactly. Talk about scary. 57% of the enterprises are concerned about data security and privacy when it comes to AI. So I would say there are two important things that they need to think about, consider, and factor in as they do these things. The first and foremost is models. These are what are called generative AI models, large language models. Think about these as a brain behind AI. But it has been trained with significant amount of data, knowledge, skills, so that it can do its job. But wouldn't you want to know where it got its data and training from? Think of them as nutrition labels. You have your favorite drink and think about what's the carb and sugar content in it and all of the good stuff. In models, you should do the same and they should do the same. They should see where the data came from, how it got trained on, who's the trainer, where it got created, all of that. And then when you put brain and form together, like applications and feed the data, they want to make sure that these chatbots and the apps are secure and importantly that they protect the data. Sensitive data. You wouldn't want your data to be leaking and given to somebody else when they are talking to the chatbot, would you? So those are the things that they need to consider.
Now, you are CTO for cloud security. So talk to us about the role of the cloud in deploying AI and securing the data that's associated with AI.
Great question. AI ultimately is about the data. So wherever the data is, businesses should be able to deploy that. That's one of the differentiating approaches that IBM, we have taken. AI can be anywhere, wherever your data is. Therefore, fundamentally, what we call hybrid cloud, it can be on-premise or a private cloud or a public cloud. We make that possible. And because we provide the best of breed technologies to secure and be compliant from our cloud perspective, as well as the AI technologies that are trust and transparent and provide the basis for them to confidently build these things.
So good. So, you know, businesses, so I have a lot of small business owners listening and, you know, people, managers of businesses. What do they need to look at when they are, you know, some people feel like, well, if there is AI, now there could be breach or I have extra responsibility in terms of securing consumer data, maintaining compliance. What advice do you have for them?
Yeah, there are two things that they need to think through. Number one, protect their data. Our philosophy, our principle, our policy in IBM is your data is yours. Not only it's our principle and value, but actually we provide technologies that are best of breed in the industry to protect their data, their keys, and all of that. So protecting data is one first and foremost. Next is in terms of breaches will happen, or from a compliance perspective, they need to keep compliant, right? So they need to detect, respond, continuously monitor so that they stay secure and stay compliant. So protection and then detection and response are key things that they need to think through.
See, that's good. And, you know, in medicine, AI is obviously, you know, just evolving the way healthcare is being done. And look at telemedicine. I mean, telemedicine, we had to trust online platforms. We had to trust, you know, and so I think we are starting to gain some confidence and a lot more confidence. But, you know, how confident should consumers be when it comes to the cloud and the security of data in the cloud?
You use a very important keyword there. trust. The first and foremost, data can be secured in the cloud, absolutely yes. But the important decision consumers make is they need to work with a trusted provider. It could be a healthcare provider. It could be a bank. Do they trust them? Because in turn, those banks and healthcare and insurance companies trust IBM and providers like us because we provide the best of breed technologies to confidently build secure and compliant applications and data and AI to enable and accelerate their business.
You know, Dr. Raj Nagaratnam, you're with IBM, you're CTO for cloud security. You know, you're probably one of the most, you know, gifted individuals to talk to us about this. Because when I try to talk about AI, I'm still learning as I go. What do you recommend to my listeners on how to learn more about this?
They can go to ibm.com/cloud. That's a single place where they can learn more about AI, use cases that customers are using, as well as about hybrid cloud.
I love it. I love it. Well, Dr. Raj Nagaratnam, can't wait to have you back. This has been so, so helpful, and we really appreciate you taking the time to come on.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, listen, I'm a doctor and I'm a business owner and, you know, starting new tech and look at how we talked about earlier phrases you can't say anymore. It's very daunting how things are, you know, I saw how my parents struggled a little bit with the times. You know, like they didn't like any of my heavy metal music I was listening to and all that, you know, but things are moving faster. And for those people who feel a little overwhelmed going, look, you know, we went from, you know, paper charts in a medical office to trusting a computer to now AI and to doing medicine over the phone. You know, I'm with you. I mean, I'm not here to tell you guys, you know, oh, come on, buck up. I'm with you. It is a little daunting. I still always say, make sure you have a pen and paper around. Make sure you have a generator in case the power goes out. When these hospitals get hacked and they can't function, why can't you function? Just order the, your electricity's working. Who cares if the computer's not working? But we've gotten so dependent on computers that, you know, we could fight it or we could flow with it. And so we need to find our flow and we need to, sorry, well, we need to, those of us who are menopausal don't flow anymore, which is kind of nice. But in terms of, you know, the way things are going, it is. It's, and I don't want to age myself by complaining about how things are changing and how quickly they're changing. And I think the reason why people who are the older generations say things like that is because, you know, we used to be, when we were younger in our prime, and I still think I have yet to be hit my prime. I think a lot of us can still hit our primes, but I knew everything I needed to know. I knew how to work the computers. I knew how to work, you know, my patient data. I knew how to work things. And eventually, you know, the world is changing where we were like, I don't know what, huh? And it is. It's intimidating. And it makes us feel like we're less relevant and that we have to relearn things. So I get it. But definitely check this out. Check out the IBMcloud.com. IBM.com. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms,
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious, such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So health officials in Colorado are warning Americans to properly refrigerate and cook their food after one of their residents was paralyzed by botulism. Claudia de Albuquerque Salada, 23 years old, is in a hospital on a ventilator after contracting botulism. It is a bloodborne pathogen that attacks the nerves. Local health officials, she's from Brazil, and she bought prepackaged soup from a major retailer while she was working in Aspen in February. Tests from soup samples from the same grocery store came back negative, but they think it was the way she stored it or the way she cooked it. It was thought that Miss Albuquerque Salada either didn't keep the soup refrigerated at a cold enough temperature or didn't thoroughly reheat it, or leftovers were out too long before refrigerating them again. A spokesperson for the Pitkin County Health Department told Daily Mail that it was a tragic accident and served as a reminder people need to reassess their food handling practices. This is being reported by Daily Mail. So officials are urging people to keep soup and all perishables refrigerated at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or colder. Ensure food is completely heated through. Do not leave food out on the counter for more than an hour. And I understand, during Super Bowl, food is sitting out for 3-4 hours. Can't be doing that. Okay, what you need to do is bring out the food that people can eat, put the food away, and then bring it back out at halftime. But you can't be leaving food. Pizza. I can't tell you how much cheese dips. Things are just sitting out for 4 hours, and people are eating these. So the bacteria that causes botulism is found in soil, ocean floors, but it could sit on fruit, vegetables, seafood, and they make spores, which has a protective coating. And so you have to really, really heat it good to be able to break through that. Now, warm and wet tight spaces that lack oxygen, such as in a jar or can lead the bacteria to release toxins. These toxins can then turn around and attack the central nervous system. They say certain heating, handling, and storage conditions can also create an environment for botulism bacteria spores to grow and become deadly. The CDC estimates there are just 25 cases of foodborne botulism in the U.S. each year. So it's rare, but it happens. You know, and I don't know how she got it. I don't know. And, you know, have I eaten cold pizza? Yes. Have I come home, I saw somebody ordered pizza, and I'm like, I'll grab a piece, throw it in the microwave and heat it good, or stick it back in the oven to kill any bacteria? But you need to do that. She got sick in February. 15 days after eating the contaminated food, she started getting dizzy, having double vision, trouble breathing, and then within 24 hours, she became paralyzed. So they think it was from a soup product. So we'll keep you guys posted, but right now they say make sure you refrigerate food. Don't leave it out longer than an hour. Make sure the refrigerator is 40 degrees or below. And you know, any signs of not feeling right, get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Dr. Larry Nassar, there was the sexual abuse that happened to Olympic gymnasts. And the Department of Justice announced Tuesday that it will pay nearly $139 million to survivors of Larry Nassar's sexual abuse as part of a settlement stemming from the FBI's mishandling of the initial allegations. USA Today Sports and the Wall Street Journal reported that a settlement has been agreed upon that would stretch into nine figures. The Department of Justice specified in a news release that an amount of $138.7 million will be distributed to a group of 139 victims, which kind of works out to about $1 million per claimant. They said these allegations should have been taken seriously from the outset. I agree. This is according to Attorney General Benjamin Meiser. While these settlements will not undo the harm Nassar inflicted, our hope is that they will help give the victims of the crime some of the critical support they need to continue healing. So Olympic champions like Simone Biles, Michaela Maroney, Allie Reisman were among the 139 victims who filed claims with the Department of Justice in 2022. This was roughly a year after the release of the report by the department's inspector general. The report found that FBI officials in Indianapolis failed to respond to allegations of abuse they received involving the doctor with the utmost seriousness and urgency. This was back in 2015, and that delay caused the abuse to continue. Nassar is the former U.S. Women's National Gymnastics Team doctor and a Michigan State employee, was found to have sexually assaulted more than 500 women and girls under the guise of providing medical treatment. Absolutely disgusting. He is now serving, I believe, a lifetime prison sentence on sexual assault and child pornography charges. So, you know, when complaints happen, you need to act on them immediately. Tuesday's settlement brings the combined liability payouts and legal cases brought by the victims to more than $1 billion. Michigan State has also agreed to distribute $500 million to survivors. USA Gymnastics reached a separate settlement worth $380 million. But this is ridiculous. And, you know, we spoke about this when this unfolded, where, you know, you are very vulnerable as a patient. You're very vulnerable as a child. You're very vulnerable when this is the team doctor you're supposed to go to. And you have issues that need to be addressed. I had been violated by doctors. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And it happened twice to me. And it was before I was a doctor, so I didn't understand what was right, what was wrong. I was like, well, I guess they have to touch my breasts. I guess they have to touch parts of me. And no, they never had to. And so this stuff happens. And no doctor should have gone through medical school and gotten through the training they did, you know, while at the same time being a predator. But sadly, some people get through. And then this happens. Well, the second anything happens, you know, it has to be it has to be reported. It has to be made apparent. And, you know, it's a shame to think of what happened. You know, and, you know, people will tell me, look, Dahlia, how do I get out of having a gyne exam? I don't want to have a gynecological exam. So, well, here's the thing. A gynecological exam is never supposed to be assault. When you have parts to your body, trust me, I don't like going in for pap smears. I didn't like going in for that, but because I wanted to know that my parts were going to work for the kids, I didn't mind it. And most of my doctors have been women, most of my doctors have been men, but my gynecologist, my long-term gynecologist has been a woman. And I felt comfortable, but I've also felt comfortable with her husband being my doctor, I have no problem going to a doctor that's not of my same gender. I'm fine with that. And most doctors out there are very trustworthy. All the doctors I know are trustworthy. But sadly, you know, if at all you don't feel right, ask the medical provider, what does the exam entail? A lot of us were like, just get it over with. Ask questions. What are you going to be putting in where? What is it supposed to feel like? You know, just tell me what you're going to do. And, you know, how I was trained is you tell everybody. Yeah, if you're going to examine the prostate, if you're going to check for a hernia, if you're going to, because the average person doesn't know what's about to happen to them. There was one person who called me saying a doctor violated her because he was listening to her heart and he put the stethoscope on her boob. Well, some doctors will move the breasts themselves. Some doctors won't even examine you. Some doctors will ask you to lift up your breast. That's what they're teaching students now, to tell you to lift up your breast. But a lot of people, they don't want to touch themselves in front of people. And then other doctors will just work around the breast to listen to the heart. That's not necessarily assault. But again, if a person doesn't understand, you know, and say, look, I'm going to listen to your heart. I need to work around the breast tissue. You know, so how does that happen? You got to talk to people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.